Any question?
Yes, this holy name day. We'd like to say something to the Prime Lewis about participate in the importance of this event in the environment.
Я задал вопрос, что 6 июля у нас будет праздноваться День Святого Имени, и мог бы вы помочь рассказать о важности этого события и принести ответ на участие в нем.
Yes, I've heard that in Vladivostok this is an especially well observed.
Я слышал о том, что этот день очень хорошо прошел в Белгороде.
So I would encourage all of you to participate to the fullest extent this year.
Я попросил вас всех также в полной мере поучаствовать в этом событии в этом году.
This is a wonderful opportunity to distribute the holy name to the population of this city.
Это замечательная возможность раздать святое имя жителям этого города.
And a wonderful opportunity for you all to work cooperatively and to extend yourselves, do something extra.
И также это замечательная возможность посотрудничать вместе и предложить дополнительные усилия, совершить дополнительное служение.
We are still not such a big group of persons.
Пока мы все-таки еще не представляем себя очень большой группой людей.
But there is such a big amount of people who are completely, you know, immersed in sense gratification out there. So we definitely, you know, need to make a very big effort to reach as many people as possible. So the holy name is the means by which people can be delivered from illusion.
И святое имя — это средство, при помощи которого люди могут быть освобождены от иллюзии.
So therefore, that will be a great service to Gauranga.
Поэтому вы совершите великое служение Господу Гауранге.
If you make this event very successful.
Если вы при помощи этого события добьетесь успеха.
Any more questions?
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that those who don't have any faith in devotional service, the person of devotional service, they fall back into the cycle of birth and death. And he observed one devotee actually joined and he was trying to follow the process, but somehow he didn't have his faith firm enough. And maybe you can tell us what could be the difficulty, why some people can develop a faith, and how important and easy or difficult to develop some faith in Krishna.
Well, there may be, you know, a variety of reasons why a person doesn't have or can't develop strong faith. He may be attached to various kinds of other philosophies. Or in the Bhagavad Gita, actually, in one purport, Prabhupada says that he may have followed before some kind of spiritual processes, but not attained any satisfaction. So therefore, he may think that also devotional service will not bring him the real satisfaction or real goal of life. So if a person, you know, he's trying to practice devotional service, if he reads other books which are, you say, like Mayavadi books, that can spoil his spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Mayavadi Bhasya Sunile Hoi Sharvanash, that if you listen to the Mayavadi commentaries, or, you know, books with that kind of Mayavadi ideas in them, then everything will be destroyed, your spiritual life will be spoiled. Or a person may be too much attached to sense gratification. Or else he's too attached to keeping association of persons who are attached to sense gratification. You know, so there may be a variety of reasons, you know, why his determination and faith in Krishna consciousness doesn't develop, because he's not really practicing the process properly. But if a person is following strictly in the proper association, then he should develop a taste, higher taste.
Когда человек следует этому процессу в обществе преданных, тогда у него уже развивается высший вкус.
So it's by that practical experience that his faith becomes strengthened.
И именно благодаря его практическому опыту укрепляется его вера.
See, because, I mean, it's not just something theoretical, you have to actually feel that purification and development of Krishna consciousness in your own life. So that makes you convinced, yes, this is a, you know, wonderful process, and it's enabling me to rise above the influence of the modes of material nature.
Как можно вот эти качества
перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как можно вот эти качества перенести? Как that he it is always satisfied. And Srila Prabhupada was always criticizing people of Kali Yuga for their life as a donkey. And his question wasn't exactly, but something like, how can people who join spiritual path can change this donkey-like qualities?
How they can change a donkey-like mentality?
So he asked how these three donkey-like qualities can be engaged in devotional service. How this three abilities?
What were they again? Say them again.
Ability to carry, you know, the load, no matter how heavy it is, mm-hmm. The ability to tolerate, even fall, and the ability to be always satisfied.
Well, if you're fixed in Krishna consciousness, and, you know, you study the books and you develop your understanding of Krishna, and you always happy in devotional service, then you can be satisfied. And you can tolerate difficulties. And you can, you know, do big work. Take a lot of responsibility. But in an intelligent way. You see, with understanding and devotion. Not that you just have to be, you know, beaten like a donkey.
Грубо, хорошо. А какой вот минимальный уровень неудовлетворения вообще?
Что?
Минимальный уровень мы когда занимаемся преданным служением, мы чувствуем какое-то неудовлетворение. Какой уровень этот неудовлетворенности вообще допускается?
Допускается.
Что значит допускается?
Sometimes when we do our devotional service, we cannot feel, you know, full satisfaction. So what is the acceptable meaning of this satisfaction?
Well, main thing is, you know, you go on steadily with the process. Keep chanting your rounds, keep following the principles. And, you know, even if there is, you know, some restlessness or dissatisfaction, don't pay much attention to that. Just keep on, you know, steadily in the association of devotees doing devotional service. You know, dissatisfaction, this created because of different kinds of hankerings, material hankerings. But if you keep yourself, you know, fully engaged and fixed in devotional service, gradually those, you know, the disturbance created by those material hankerings can be reduced and reduced. And also we shouldn't, you know, be thinking so much our own satisfaction or dissatisfaction. We should be trying to think of satisfying Krishna, Krishna's representatives. So that way our mentality will adjust, and then, you know, gradually we'll get more and more satisfaction from that. I'm not going, you know, I'll answer the question that way. I'm not going to say there's some minimal level of whatever.
Вы духовный учитель бхакти-йоги. Я хотел бы научиться, но я настолько глуп, что я не понимаю, что такое бхакти. Вы скажите мне, пожалуйста, что это такое бхакти, как его понять?
Bhakti means, well, it means love, devotion.
Bhakti обозначает любовь, преданность.
And, you know, we all experience love in different ways in this world.
В этом материальном мире мы переживаем чувство любви различным образом.
We may have love for some person or for some place.
Мы можем любить какого-то человека или какое-то место.
Some kind of activity.
Или можем любить какую-то деятельность.
But all those, you know, different attachments in the material world are temporary.
Но все эти привязанности в рамках материального мира обладают временной природой.
So the bhakti yoga process is a process of developing that attachment and love towards Krishna.
И процесс бхакти-йоги обозначает эту любовь и преданность, которая развивается по отношению к Кришне.
And towards Krishna's devotees.
И по отношению к преданным Кришне.
Because Krishna, He is eternal.
Потому что Кришна вечен.
So when we develop that that devotion and love towards Krishna, it can go on developing endlessly. Whereas our love for things in this world or persons in this world, it will be, you know, broken at some point. So basically, that is what we mean by bhakti. Bhakti means the desire to serve and to please Krishna.
Bhakti означает желание удовлетворить Кришну служителем.
To offer one's thoughts and words and deeds for his pleasure.
Предлагать свои мысли, слова и деяния Кришне для его удовлетворения.
Anyone else like to add? You like to say something? No? Anyone else? Yeah.
Если погружен в невежество, да, но хочет развить, и посвятить, и что делает?
If the person is completely merged with the ignorance and the sense gratification, but still, you know, he is trying to develop, you know, some attraction to Krishna, can it be also considered kind of bhakti?
Yes, but it's just a bhakti mixed with a mode of ignorance. It won't be pure bhakti.
Случай с этим брахманом, которого привел Шривас Пандит на киртан господа Читанды. Он, увидев этот киртан, он стал чистым преданным, увидев этот киртан. И как получилось так, что, ну, то есть Кришна Бхакти пролилась на него? То есть это по милости Шриваса Пандита или сыграло роль то, что он совершал вот эти аскезы и был достаточно восприимчивым, и так привлек внимание Кришны?
Regarding that story about the Brahmachari who was taken to the Kirtan of Chaitanya, actually he got the mercy of the Lord. Was it just causeless? I mean, his previous austerities, you know, played some role to become receptive, susceptible to it? Or was it just mercy of Shivas who took him to Chaitanya? Or was it the result that he heard Kirtan led by Lord Chaitanya?
Well, I think all those factors were there. I mean, the fact that he was performing austerities definitely made him pious, and it made, you know, Srivas consider that this person, you know, merits coming into the kirtan. Isn't it? So at the same time, you know, Srivas himself was, well, he was thinking how to, you know, how to spread the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, so that he also showed mercy upon him. And then the fact that he actually came into the kirtan and he experienced the kirtan, is also the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So all the factors are there.
К нам на киртан часто приходят разные люди. И мы знаем, что Господь Читания останавливал киртан, он не получал. И ну, это означает ли, что мы никогда не почувствуем, так и не почувствуем блаженство настоящего киртана, поскольку разные люди постоянно есть?
Many people come, you know, to listen to our kirtans, and Lord Chaitanya didn't feel any enjoyment because just one, you know, few brahmachari was present. So that means that we have no hope at all to experience, you know, any ecstasy of kirtan because so many different people come and watch and listen.
No, I think that also by Lord Chaitanya's mercy he can, you know, enable us to taste, to relish the kirtan. I mean, those were special pastimes of the Lord. I mean, it's said that Lord Chaitanya, you know, he felt something and he stopped the kirtan, but it doesn't say that the devotees that were in the kirtan weren't, you know, feeling ecstasy.
Как связаны между собой качество смирения и способность избегать оскорблений в преданном служении? И как развить первое и второе?
Как связаны между собой качество смирения и способность избегать оскорблений? И как развить первое и второе?
How that humility and ability to avoid criticism towards other devotees are connected to each other, how can they avoid criticism? mentality and become humble.
Well, they are connected because if a person isn't humble, it means he's proud, and you know, if a person is proud, then he's thinking he's better than other people. So that way he criticizes others. But if he's humble, that means, you know, he thinks that himself not to be very great. So he, that way he can appreciate better the qualities of others.
Yes, how can we develop this ability to become humble and avoid predicting the quality?
I think if one goes on serving sincerely, you know, he'll gain experience.
Sometimes the body starts to disturb some, you know, diseases, some pains inside the body, and the consciousness deviates from, you know, meditation and prasada to the some, you know, bodily restlessness or inconveniences. And she thinks that, you know, the shakti shukpada, say, you know, is decreasing, you know, due to all these distractions of the mind. So she's wondering, does it really have any effect on the quality of prasada she's distributing? How can it affect other people? There's no,
Well, yeah, I mean, if one's consciousness isn't so good, then, you know, one wouldn't do one's service so nicely. You know, if we say cooking, then the cooking might not turn out so nice. It might not be so attractive. So, I mean, devotees actually, they should try to look after the health. I mean, not to the extent where they just, that's all they're thinking about, but I mean, at least some minimum effort should be made. No, Prabhupada used to go for a long walk every day. He also took a massage. No, of course that may not be practical for all of us. But somehow we could get some kind of, you know, exercise and, you know, keep healthy by, you know, eating in moderation. Keep the right balance in one's life between the working and, you know, the actual service that he does and sadhana, and having enough rest and having enough exercise, and, you know, keeping the right balance. You know, in the Gita, Krishna says that a yogi is a person who is moderate in his habits of eating and sleeping and recreation. So if we keep that a good balance, then the quality of our service will be better. Of course, sometimes we might have to, you know, make some extra effort. It might be some kind of marathon situation or some special function. So we might have to extend ourselves, but I'm talking more into just a general run of things. If we do have a well-balanced program, then, you know, we will be in a position to put in a little bit extra effort if there is some special occasion. Thank you.
Является ли эти шутки физикой? И если является не физикой, то как можно шутить, чтобы преданный был удовлетворен этой шуткой?
Sometimes the devotees are joking with each other, and can this joke turn into friends? And how can you joking but still not cross the line and become offensive to the devotee?
And again, it's by experience and by being Krishna conscious. I mean, the more Krishna conscious a person is, then the more his behavior will be satisfying to others. And he'll be able to, joke also in such a way that it's kind of pleasing or encouraging to others. Devotional service for many years, still, reactive to some degree, and they look like to be still under the influence of the mode of material nature, and their character maybe doesn't change so much, and they just, still keep the same, have the same character as they had many years before. So he's wondering why this change doesn't take place. But it's a gradual process. And different devotees may, progress at different speeds. But after all, we've only been practicing devotional service for a few days or months or years. Life is eternal. So it might take a while. We have to be patient. But, if you look in a positive way, I think you can see that, so many devotees have advanced and they have made a lot of changes in their lives. Necessarily mean that they, wouldn't be able to cooperate together in Krishna consciousness. If they're pure devotees, they would be able to contact, they would be able to cooperate together in Krishna consciousness. But their particular natures might not, bring them very closely into contact with each other. I mean, everybody's got their own, you know, particular nature, and some people, you know, they naturally kind of, you know, they'll be attracted to work together. They have certain type of character that just, you know, kind of clicks, right? They may have certain, you know, type of interests which bring them closer together. You see, so then, you know, so we see that in the world. I mean, even among devotees, our friendships are formed among certain kinds of devotees. But even if, you know, devotees are not drawn together in that way, say certain devotees are not drawn together in that way to work very closely together, if they're very, you know, serious, advanced devotees, in whatever contact they have, they'll be able to remain Krishna conscious.
Не могли бы вы рассказать немного об опыте других храмов в вашей зоне? Как там организуется 24-часовое воспевание? Как там организуется?
Can you share the some experience of the temples in your zone? How 24 hours kirtan is being organized in some of the temples?
Well, basically, I mean, the same kind of program, although I think the Vladivostok is quite exceptional. Generally, they're just having, you know, all day kirtans in a temple and in different namhattas. Yeah, that's what he's asking about. And they'll go out for Harinam. You know, a big Harinam. So I mean, that's generally how they observe it. But you know, you've obviously developed it into, you know, big public festival. So I can recommend your style to them.
Доктор Гурумахарадж, вы бы не могли вспомнить какой-нибудь из вашей жизни яркий запоминающийся случай на санкиртане
рассказать?
Long time ago. Of course, I guess everything that we're doing is a sankirtan. I think it was very interesting when we first went to Bangladesh. Because people were really keen to get the books. And, you know, the way we would preach there and still do is that we go to temples and in the different parts of the country and we make public programs. And huge, you know, numbers of people would come because somehow there are so many people there that the message would spread and, you know, from miles and miles around. Hundreds and thousands of people would come. Some thousands of people, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we would set up a book table for selling the books. But then people would be gathering around the book table. And there'd be such a rush that usually they would knock over the table. And the books might just disappear. So we used to have to, you know, keep the books inside a locked room. Yeah. And but usually they had like windows, you know, you could open them. They have some bars on the windows. So like that, the devotees would then they would distribute the books through the bars of the window. The people had to queue up and. So like that, there's such an enthusiasm to get Srila Prabhupada's books. Okay, so I think I'll finish here.